请您献开咱的圣经，《列王纪上》第三章第十到第三十。
Today's scripture passage is found in 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 1 to 3.
So the one that I give on, what the getting, toa liao, what the edu, mu ta moa, tre hu din lang, jab y din lip tai pitia, yi tan gao, to wan liao y kai ki e hong kong, gab yao hua e dien.并亚罗萨领周围的城墙，当迄几日百姓犹原伫孤单险阻，因为也无有为耶和华名建殿。所罗门听耶和华遵行伊老爸大卫的律例，只是也伫孤单险阻烧香。
Let us all read aloud together. Solomon made a marriage alliance with Pharaoh, king of Egypt. He took Pharaoh's daughter and brought her into the city of David until he had finished building his own house and the house of the Lord and the wall around Jerusalem. The people were sacrificing at the high places. However, because no house had yet been built for the name of the Lord,Solomon loved the Lord, walking in the statutes of David his father. Only he sacrificed and made offerings at the high places. These are the words of the Lord. Please be seated.
各位平安 brothers and sisters, peace. 在希腊的历史的里面有一件代志。
In the history of the Greeks, there was one event.
然后这个可能你不听过。
You've probably heard of it. This is the event of the Trojan Horse.
Now, we know that when
the Greeks were trying to conquer the city of Troy, did you know that they besieged the city for 9 years, but they were not able to break the defenses? Because their defenses were very good.
So in this time,
So after the 9 years, the Greeks had a great idea. And so they decided to make a wooden horse. And they sent several of their soldiers inside the wooden horse. And then they tried to invade Troy again. But then they appeared to lose and retreated. So upon their planned retreat, they left the horse in front of the city. So when the Trojans, when the citizens of Troy saw the horse, when they saw that the Greeks had retreated, they brought the horse back to their city. And they made the horse into a trophy.To show that they once again defeated the invasion of the Greeks. But we know that when evening came, and inside the wooden horse there were Greek invaders. So they left the horse and then they opened the city gates, which allowed the Greek soldiers to invade and come inside the city. And thus the citizens of Troy were defeated. You know, personally, the devil is very smart. He also uses these kinds of tactics to lead Christians astray. You know that Solomon is very, very famous. And we know that he asked the Lord for wisdom. And we know that his life was a very successful life. However, we also know that at the end of his life, he departed from the Lord. Do you know that the author of Kings, even before he began talking about the successes of Solomon, he already revealed where Solomon's downfall would be at the start of chapter
3.
In fact, it can be said that these three verses reveal who those soldiers inside the horse would be. And in the end, Solomon's downfall is caused by reasons shown in these three verses. So today there are 3 points I would like to discuss to show where Solomon's downfall was based on. The first is because Solomon had a compromising heart. Why do I say this? Because if you look at
chapter 3,
Chapter 3, verse 1 says, Solomon made a marriage alliance with Pharaoh, king of Egypt. He took Pharaoh's daughter and brought her into the city of David until he had finished building his own house and the house of the Lord and the wall around Jerusalem. Brothers and sisters, I want us to go back to the past. Because before, Solomon had asked for wisdom. And God gave him wisdom. But God not only blessed him with wisdom, he was also given many other things. So at this time, the kingdom was already at peace. Because the internal conflicts have been already smoothened out. So now he was focusing on foreign policy. Because if your foreign relations are good, then it will solve many things. That is why you see the Philippines President Duterte having good relations with China. And because of that, a lot of Chinese money and tourists come into the Philippines. Do you know that there is something going to happen with regards to President Trump? Because the United States President, seeing that the Philippines is aligning itself with China, He didn't originally plan to spend a lot of time in Asia. But do you know that just today I read in the newspapers that he has decided to stay in the Philippines for a longer period. So I'm telling you, be prepared for traffic. Because why would Trump want to stay a bit longer? It's very simple. Because the United States wants to build up relations with the Philippines in light of the Philippines strengthening relationships with China. So you see the difference when the external relations are fixed. So the Solomon at this point was more concerned with external relations.
So in this Egyptian
now at this point, the Pharaoh of Egypt wanted to have good relations with Solomon as well. So they made a decision. And this decision was to send off Pharaoh's own daughter to marry Solomon. Now we know that in their culture, in their culture, this marriage is what we call a political marriage. Why do we call it a political marriage? Because this was not a marriage born out of love. But rather, it is a marriage to improve relationships between nations. So at their time, they had this type of culture, as I believe China also had it. Now at this point in time, if you were Solomon, are you allowed to accept this marriage proposal? But you know what? Solomon actually wanted this marriage. And there are two very important reasons why Solomon wanted this marriage. The first reason is, because when Pharaoh was giving away his daughter, there was a dowry attached. And this dowry was a certain city that was to be given to Solomon. And this city was located, it was a big city located in the territory of the Philistines. And if this city were to be in the control of Solomon, it would open up the trade routes between the north and the south. So because of this, if Solomon were to marry the Egyptian princess, the trade in his country would benefit. This is taken from the point of view of benefits. But there is also a point of view from prestige. Because this Pharaoh at that time was probably the 21st generation. And he was a very famous Pharaoh. So at that time, Egypt being a powerful country, if he were to give a daughter to you, let me tell you how prestigious that is. It was as if a president's family is to be given to you in marriage right now. It is a very big thing.
So
in terms of benefits and in terms of prestige, it can be said that marrying this woman is good. But you know, in Proverbs 17, Deuteronomy 17, something happened. Because God commanded that the kings of Israel should copy the law. And one of the laws is that the king should not go after wealth. You know, oftentimes in this world, we compromise for the sake of benefits, for the sake of prestige. And here it is marrying a Gentile woman. And compromising in marrying a lot of women for the sake of prestige and benefits. You know people. Sometimes we want prestige. And sometimes we want benefits. But you know, in the Philippines, a lot of people want prestige. So one man said, if you were walking along Ong Pin and a signboard fell on a certain person, that person would definitely be a chairman of the board or a board of trustees member. In fact, the Philippines is special because there is what we call an eternal chairman. But when he dies, the title eternal becomes void. So we see that people love prestige. They love the title. Now, I'm not against prestige or benefits. Because if God wants to give you prestige and benefits, there's no problem with that. But where does the problem lie? The problem lies in when we are willing to compromise for the sake of benefits, for the sake of prestige. We see a lot of people in business who compromise for the sake of business and they do a lot of bad things. Lately, in the global news, something keeps popping up. And it's about sexual harassment. And in the newspapers, a lot of famous people are being called guilty of this. And now a lot of women are rising up to air their side of the story. Why are they airing their side of the story now? Why are they unwilling to do it before? They said one thing. Because at that time when I was still working under him, if I spilled the news, I might lose my job. So you see, because of certain benefits, there are a lot of things that we compromise on. So brothers and sisters, the devil is very intense. In 1 Peter, the devil is like a roaring lion seeking those who it may devour. So it will target where you are weak and then attack you from there. And since we live in compromise, you know, I've heard of a story of a desert camel. And this desert camel was saying that its eyes were hurting from all the sand that was being blown to its face. So he told the owner of a tent, he told him, can I place my head inside the tent? Because if my head is inside the tent, then the dust, the sand won't affect my eyes. So the owner of the tent said, it's okay, come inside. But one thing led to another, and in the end, the next morning, it was the camel who was inside the tent while the owner was outside. You know, oftentimes that is how we are. We compromise step by step. So sometimes you have to stand firm. For example, when this Pharaoh says that he will give you his daughter, you can say no. Because even if you are faced with the threat of war, you can say, it's okay, God is with us. But oftentimes we say that because of certain external factors, we say it's okay, let's compromise. I know a person. In his house, they often play mahjong. Now he himself is a Christian. However, he is in an environment where they play mahjong. So the people of his house often invite him to play mahjong for him to learn mahjong. But he said, I will definitely not. Why? Because once he learns how to play mahjong, they will always definitely invite him to play. So he decided that he will never learn how to play mahjong. Because if he doesn't know how to play mahjong, he can just tell people, I'm sorry, I do not know how to play. So oftentimes we have to have a stance. Let us not compromise. If not, we will fall down step by step. And this is exactly what happened to Solomon's compromises. This is the first reason why he fell. The second reason is, let's look at the Bible. So Solomon made a marriage alliance with Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and he took Pharaoh's daughter. But what is the problem with this marriage? There is a big problem with this marriage. Because when Solomon got married to Pharaoh's daughter, actually Solomon already had a wife. Because at the time, he already had a son named Rehoboam. So in other words, Solomon's second problem is that he married too many wives. In other words, his main problem is women. You know, women lead a lot of men to death. Especially those beautiful women. You know what the stance of the Bible is? The stance of the Bible is one woman, one man, one wife. Polygamy is a corruption of monogamy. Polygamy is a corruption of monogamy.
So, that's
the progression.
So,
to be clear, God's plan was for He made one man and He made one woman. Let's be clear, it's not one man and another man, nor one woman with another woman, but rather it's one man and one woman. Lately, Taiwan is going into chaos. Because one big group of homosexuals. And in fact, I now believe that going to the Western countries is not necessarily a good thing. Because now you often see man and homosexual relationships, man and man kissing each other on the streets. There are a lot of wrong things happening. In fact, in the West, there is a church. If you go inside the church, they are all naked. Even the pastor is naked. And so people ask, why are you doing this?
And
they say, they reason out that when we worship God, we have to reveal our natural bodies to Him. We have to reveal everything, be transparent. So don't go to those kinds of churches. And I tell you, Malabon will never walk this path. If we ever walk this path, don't come here. Because this problem really is arising in numbers. It's becoming bigger and bigger. A lot of people look at pornographic movies. You know what? I always thank God because it is easiest to be a pastor in the Philippines. Because the Philippines does not have divorce. If we had it, we would have very big problems. So we have to continue praying for the illegality of divorce. Now we don't have divorce. But we have annulment. Now some people abuse annulment.
So we have to understand
So we have to understand that while we don't have divorce, outside they have a transaction of left and right. It's a very big problem. So brothers and sisters, what God's plan is for one man and one woman. But you know, Solomon was really fell because of a woman. In Chinese, we say heroes have a hard time facing beautiful women.
Oh, yeah.
Because heroes really have a hard time facing beautiful women. Because when one sees a beautiful woman, you lose all sense. So sisters, I'm sorry if you are beautiful. I want you to be more careful. Do not lead men into downfall. This is Solomon's problem. You know, the Bible says that Solomon had 300 wives and 700 concubines. And I was doing the math. If Solomon only saw one woman per day, it would take him 3 years to see all of them. So if you're the wife of such kind of a man, you would be very lonely because you would only see your husband once every 3 years. But that's where his problem lay. And if you pay attention at the end, because this sin of marrying so many women, it led Solomon astray into worshipping idols. You know, the Philippines often ranks at the bottom of any list. When we're talking about livable cities, the Philippines always ranks last.
Mexico is also not good
place. Mexico is also not a good place to stay. Metro Manila is also a bad place to stay. So when we talk about livable cities, and when we talk about traffic, the Philippines also ranks highly on that negative list. But there is one thing. Lately, there is one thing where the Philippines ranks 10th in the world. What is it? Do you know? It is gender equality. The Philippines ranks 10th in the world. Worldwide ranking 10, that's not bad. Now it's true. You hear this in the Philippines.
Ladies, first.
In the Philippines, we always hear the term ladies first.
Ni na ti Hankok, Nippon, boy, tiyaki ladies first.
And if you were in Japan or Korea, you would never hear the phrase ladies first.
Hindi Hankok, pun sin lame tiyak, duwe lobe tiyak.
In Korea, the man eats first and then the women eats later. And in walking, the man walks ahead while the woman walks at the back. This is their culture. But one thing changed after the Korean War. What is it? It is that women began walking ahead of men. Why? Because it is in order that the women will first step on the landmine so that the men will be preserved. So you think that the culture changed, that is a good thing. But this is actually not a good thing. Do not learn from it. But I think that gender equality is something we have to be thankful for. Because it is true that God created man and woman as equals. But I have one thing to inform you. In equality, God gave us different purposes.
The role.
The role. It gave us different roles. The role of the man is to lead. And the woman's role is to help. But what did Solomon do? It is true that Solomon led a country, but he did not know how to lead his own family. What's the reason? Because he allowed himself to be led astray by a pillow monster. A pillow monster. Do you know who the pillow monster is? It is your wife. Because she is by your side whispering things to you, and in the end, you follow her whispers. Men, I want you to observe one thing. Wives look at things in great detail. So we listen to what they have to say. There are things that she sees that we don't see, so we have to listen to her. And we listen and we don't lose anything. Because after listening to her, we are able to make better decisions, better informed decisions. But it does not necessarily mean that women lead us. It's different. What's even worse is that Solomon's wives led him to worship idols. These pillow monsters led him astray. So men, we need to be the spiritual head. As a spiritual head, we lead our family towards the path of God. The things our wives say, we can listen to them. But if what she says is against the principles of the Bible, we have to listen to God. This is a very important point. Solomon's downfall lay because of this. So we need to be careful. So women are a good help to men. But men must know how to lead the family with wisdom. If today you have another woman outside of your marriage, if you often watch pornographic materials, I hope that from today on you will stop. If not, these things will affect us and influence us to do wrong things. This is the second reason why Solomon walked the path of death. The third reason is that he did not remove the high places. What is a high place? Because verse 2 says,
当那些的日子百姓犹原在秋坛里面献祭, 因为也无有耶和华的名见证, 所罗门听耶和华遵守他老爸大伯的律例, 只是也在秋坛献祭烧香。
Verse 2, the people were sacrificing at the high places. However, because no house had yet been built for the name of the Lord, Solomon loved the Lord, walking in the statutes of David his father. Only he sacrificed and made offerings at the high places. Now it is true at that time the temple of God had not yet been completed. Now it is true that Solomon loved God. However, it says here that even though that is the fact, he still sacrificed at the high places. The term even though, it means that what he is doing is wrong. Loving God is correct. But sacrificing in the high places is wrong.
Oh,
what is a high place?
秋壇是当时迦南地的人常常在那个广的所在，创一个祭坛来敬拜因的偶像。
A high place is an area where the former inhabitants of the land, the Canaanites, made an altar for sacrifice for their gods.
所以呢，这个是当时。
So this was a practice of the Canaanites before. But in the Old Testament, what did God want them to do? God wanted the Israelites to worship together in the tabernacle, in the midst of the tabernacle. Because even though the temple was not yet built at the time, there was the tabernacle. And we know that when God led the Israelites to the land of Canaan, the tabernacle of God was originally placed in Shiloh. But when Shiloh was destroyed, it was transferred to Gibeon. Now where is Gibeon? It is it is 11 kilometers away from Jerusalem. So in other words, it would be very troublesome for people to go to Gibeon to worship. And because of this, Solomon said, it's okay, let's just continue worshipping in the high places. But this decision was something that God was against. In other words, let me use a more current example. You are saying, I want to follow God, I want to believe in God, I will believe in God. However, because of benefits, let's compromise on a certain things. You know, let's believe in other religions a little bit. Let's make incense offerings to other religions just a little bit. And God was not pleased. Brothers and sisters, as Christians, as people who worship God, we have our own environment. We have our own background. And And it's possible that our background and our current circumstances have a certain relationship. For example, when we join fiestas. But actually, Christians should not join in fiestas. Because a fiesta is a celebration of a local deity. And we should not join in these kinds of things. And in our lives, there are a lot of little things, little superstitions that affect us. For example, when we go to a banquet, and then the fish dish comes out. After you eat a fish dish, you eat only one side. After the side is eaten up, is consumed, are you allowed to flip the fish? Are you allowed to flip the fish? I see some people nodding yes, and I see some people nodding no. If you are not a Christian, you would say that no, you're not allowed to flip the fish. Especially if you are going to celebrate someone who is leaving. Do not flip. It would appear as if you are flipping the boat. So people are afraid and they say that do not flip the fish.
Because
in fact, if you eat the fish, you have to eat both the head and the tail.
So
and a lot of people are afraid. And if you give gifts, you're not allowed to give a present of a clock. Why are you not allowed to give presents that are clocks? Because in Cantonese, that is
送终是代表丧葬,
it means a funeral.
所以就不会去送经了呀,
it sounds like a funeral, so you should not give clocks.
然后送人物件不会去送客信呀,
and you're not allowed to give
fan.
当然不会去送客信, why aren't you allowed to give fans?
散去啊,
because it will appear as if it is disappearing.
人若过身啊,
and when a person dies,
然后,
once the coffin is placed inside, people want to put a duck inside. Why can't we put in chickens? Why does it have to be ducks? Why can't we put in pigeons? Why do we have to put in ducks? Because ducks represent. It means that you go.
Okay.
So if you go and you depart, you won't come to see me anymore. So I tell you, there are we have a lot of little small superstitions. And another thing is when a person is pregnant, and you are afraid to go look at the dead person. But in actuality, there really is no reason not to go. Because you are afraid that these dead things might go inside of you. You know, I've held an internment service. And outside the room, it said that those who are born in the year of the rabbits and year of the pig should not enter. But the problem is, I was born in the year of the pig. So I stood in front of the door. And I didn't know whether I should go in or not. Because the sign says, is asking me to leave. And if I don't go in, who will hold the interment service? I say it's okay. Go inside. It's the same. I'm still alive. I'm still cute. So there are a lot of things that we shouldn't be afraid of. But there are times when people ask, I just suffered a death in the family. Am I allowed to celebrate a marriage?
And
some people even ask me, I have suffered a death in the family. Am I allowed to worship in the church? And I say, it's okay, you come here. Because as Christians, we are free. Because God is protecting us. Because our God is our Father. He has already given us the best, that is Christ Jesus. What else are these things? But oftentimes in our lives, we have a lot of these small things that cause us to fear. We need to look at dates. We have to look at
feng shui.
We have to look at feng shui.
Wow. And
if you have to follow all of these, I tell you, you are very pitiful because you have a lot of rules to follow.
And
I tell you, if you want to get married, when should you start looking for a restaurant? For sure, you would have a date on the Chinese calendar of the 7th month. Because you don't have to be afraid. No one wants to celebrate the marriage at the time. However, I have seen Christians. They don't even dare to have a surgery on the 7th month of the Chinese calendar. So hospitals also don't have business on the 7th month of the Chinese calendar. So if you need to go have surgery, it's okay if you have it on the 7th month of the Chinese calendar. Now a lot of things tie us down. But as Christians, we are free. It doesn't matter. A lot of women want to be married in June to be called June bride. Why? Because in other countries, June is a time of good weather for them. So they want to become June brides, but why do you want to be a June bride?
Because
if you are a June bride in the Philippines, it is typhoon season. It's very curious. Do you understand what I'm saying? As Christians, we are free. We are free. However, look at how Solomon responded. He said, I love God, I will follow God, but still, he left one small thing behind. And he allowed his people to continue this practice. As parents, brothers and sisters, we need to ask God to help us in doing things correctly. Because otherwise, our descendants will be the same as Solomon. Because later, I will talk to you about the succeeding kings of Israel. And one of their main reasons, or one of their main downfalls, are the high places. Brothers and sisters, the invaders inside the wooden horse among us are different. However, we can rely on the grace of God to solve these things. If not, our city will be burned down. For Solomon, we know that the author of Kings, even before telling the entire story of Solomon, already gave us the warning. Three things. First is a compromising heart. I am not against God blessing us with reputation, but do not compromise for the sake of prestige. Second, do not be led to downfall because of women.
So
if you have mistresses or boyfriends outside of your relationship, please stop it.
And
protect yourself.
青年人啊,
young people,
不能看色情的片,
do not look at pornographic films. This sinks us more into sin.
第三,
third, worshipping and following God is correct. However, do not let things of the past tie us down. Ask God to free us. Let's pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, Lord, we come before you today and we just thank you for this opportunity to worship you, O Lord. Lord, may we learn from the Trojans, O Lord, to not let invaders inside wooden horses come and infiltrate our lives and infiltrate our relationship with you. Lord, may we learn also from Solomon and definitely not have compromising hearts in compromising our relationships with you, O Lord. May our eyes be only for you and your glory alone and not for us. In everything, O Lord, we give thanks to you. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.